Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Rhea, I think I figured it out. You said Antoine Woods was arrested somewhere between 2 and 4 ounces?
Correct.
3 is the right answer. is that close enough? 3 is the right answer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the line with us to help us through one of the roughest weeks we've ever had is the football mind of the great Brian Billick. And Brian is with us right now. Hi, Brian. How are you?
How are we doing, guys? Let's cheer up. It's beautiful outside. It's the Christmas holiday. And look at it this way. You're not the Bengals.
All right, but Brian, I got to tell you, on top of all the problems we're having after that Dolphins game, I'm having a couple of little sensitive medical issues that I'd like to run by a doctor, but I'm a little bit embarrassed about them. Do you have any suggestion how I could get these questions answered?
Well, I don't know. Let's talk about it. Look, what are you talking about? Do you want to get on the radio and tell them? No, you got to go to Get Rome, particularly now. I mean, guys over 40, 50% haven't been to a doctor in 2 years. It takes a month to get into a doctor. And what happens? Something comes up now, particularly around the holiday. I'll wait till after the holiday. I'll wait till after New Year's. That's not right. There's too much going on. You got a concierge service available to you in GetRoman.com, not the least of which is having access to U.S. licensed doctor, guaranteed pharmaceuticals, which is so huge. 80% of the pharmaceuticals out there are counterfeit. You got to know what you're taking. You got to have the right guidance, and Get Roman will give you just that.
And you go to GetRoman.com right now /coach, and you will get the first visit free. So take advantage of that. Great stuff. Hey, Brian, I got to tell you, on Monday after that awful game, we had Doug Peterson on. And he said something that shocked all of us, because that game meant a lot to the Eagles and it didn't mean much of anything to the Dolphins. I want you to hear what he said and tell me what your reaction is to this. Here's Doug.
They played harder than we did. And that's why I said that I'm disappointed because of that, that they wanted this one a little bit more than we did. And they made the plays and we didn't.
Brian, that's amazing. How could that be?
Well, we talk about it all the time, that when you come in and you have the expectations you do of the Eagles, the dreaded trap game, and you're playing the team, you're looking at the film, you're seeing a team that's not very good in Miami. And even though probably all week long the players, the coaches reiterated to one another, hey, we got to stay focused, we got to work hard, we can't underestimate this opponent, it subtly creeps in terms of your preparation. And then you get to the game, and all of a sudden, can you put that hammer down and it's not there? And that's probably what Coach Peterson was alluding to. And it's very frustrating as a coach because you see it coming, you recognize there's a potential for it, and when you get into the middle of it and you realize there's just no there, that's tough. And particularly on a game that you know you got to win. I mean, you're right there. The Cowboys aren't playing any better. The winner of the division could very well be 8-8. It could likely come down to the head-to-head with the Cowboys. You can't afford to lose to a team like Miami.
Well, that's what we all were thinking. Here's what I'd like to know from the coaching perspective, though. After an awful loss like that, Brian, how do you get your team back on track? What do you do?
Well, what's the cliche thing? We're on to the next game. You know, it's one of those, do you even show them the game? If there's some technical, fundamental things that you need to reiterate to them to say, look, we've been better than this. We can't do X, Y, and Z. If it's just a matter of showing a guy that he got his ass kicked, that, you know, that's no good. I mean, all that, he knows that, okay? He knows it better than anybody. So it would be interesting to know whether how much have they actually looked at it as opposed to just, okay, we got to go get on to it. What I would have done is show them some of the mistakes that were made and then followed up with tape from games where you didn't make that mistake and the outcome was better. Going, okay, look, so guys, we know better. We know this is not the way to play because I can see it on the film. Somehow we got to go back and figure out, you know, to get back on this rhythm of, because we know what it takes to win.
That makes a lot of sense. That would be a good way to do it. Hey, Brian, more than any other year I can remember, the focus of fans has been on the assistant coaches, the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, wide receivers coach. When you're the head coach, do you know by this point in the season if your assistants are giving you enough? Like, do you start to say to yourself, maybe I'm going to have to make a change there at one of those spots?
Well, no. I mean, it's a very intimate relationship between the head coach and the assistants. No one knows them better than the head coach, and he knows what their capabilities are, top end and bottom end. And sometimes, yeah, you look and realize, okay, for whatever reason, maybe I'm not getting that from this guy for any number of different reasons. Sometimes it's just, look, yeah, he's coaching his butt off, but it's just not happening. And just like sometimes at the head coaching position, like we saw with Ron Rivera, Ron Rivera's a good coach.
Yep.
And Carolina's not going to get a better coach. They're just going to get a different coach. They just need that different voice. And sometimes the head coach has to look at a position coach, and it's not an indictment that the guy's not any good. It's just maybe that position just needs a different voice.
All right, Brian, we ran into three successive weeks the Eagles have been burned on trick plays. And the one that happened in Miami was the weirdest of the three. An alignment near the goal line where there were like three guys in the middle of the field and a flanked on both sides. Everybody in Philadelphia wanted Doug Peterson to call a timeout and figure out what was going on. What would you do if you were coaching on the sideline with that alignment?
Yeah, obviously you're scratching your head and going, what the hell's going on? And as you look at it, you see the display, because obviously it's something I'm assuming that they've never seen before. So you're really relying on your players to kind of sort it out. That probably would be a time to call timeout, unless you look up there and it looks like the guys have kind of got it figured out or sorted out. Or it may very well have been that they had shown this at some point. You had an adjustment alignment and your guys were doing it. At that point, no. So it depends on what the circumstances are going in. Sometimes teams will do that for that very reason, to get you to, you know, force you to burn a timeout.
Yeah.
And that's the whole purpose of it.
We would have done that. All right. Anyway, I got to get out of the Giants because the Eagles just got burned by a 37-year-old quarterback who was 53-81 in his career, Ryan Fitzpatrick. And now we find out yesterday we got an even older quarterback going against the Eagles on Monday night, Eli Manning. Brian, is that a good thing or a bad thing that we're not facing Daniel Jones, we're facing Eli Manning?
Wow. Yeah, well, we'll find out, you know. Obviously Eli Manning brings a great deal of knowledge to it. It's going to change your game plan because the things you thought you could do to a young quarterback like Daniel Jones that is struggling – you're probably not going to have the same success against a veteran like Eli Manning. Now, he hasn't played a lot, so that's certainly going to be a factor. It's probably a wash at the end of the day. But, yeah, to say, oh, we can relax now because Eli Manning's coming to the game, I don't know that that's the case.
How important is it that a career end big? You're a superstar player for a long time, Brian, and you know and everybody knows this is the end. Is it important to have that happy finish?
You'd like to. You know, it doesn't always work out that way. We're seeing it around the league, whether it's going to be a Cam Newton, whether it's going to be Phillip Rivers. You know, where I just did a show, people are talking about, why does it seem like there's so much quarterback turnover or disarray right now? Well, because we have some really, really good quarterbacks in this league that are playing to an older and older age, and we're beginning to see that transition. And that's not easy. I'd like for it to go out well. You'd like to send them off, but eventually you've got to make that transition. And certainly New York's that way. Phillip Rivers in Los Angeles is that way right now. It's tough on the organization. You have such respect and affection for the player, but sometimes, you know, you're at that point where it's just time to move on.
When you were on the sideline for the last game you coached in the NFL, did you know that was the end?
No, and that's one of the biggest laments I have. Is that I didn't. I won't go into the conversations of it, but was assured that that was not an issue and that we'd be going forward. And then we beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, our arch rival, and then come in and it changed. And then did not go back on the field. So the sequence of events, as I look back, that is one of the toughest things for me to reconcile. Is it's one thing to know it's your last game, to go out in a certain way, but to not know it was tougher.
Fascinating stuff from Brian Billick. GetRoman.com, guys. Check it out. It's going to answer a lot of the questions you need to ask. Brian, always an honor. Thank you, sir.
Hi, guys.
Brian Billick with some interesting insights. Alan, you know what I've gotten from both Billick and Ray today? This Eli thing is not good for the Eagles.
No.
Well, no, it's a...
Eli's writing his final chapter.
Yeah,
it's another... And it could be... The Eagles got two games against these guys.
Yeah.
And Eli's going, I can't believe it, I'm getting one more shot here.
Eli's coming.
Do you realize how bad your season has gone when you're afraid of 39-year-old Eli Manning?
You know what it's telling me in the back of my head?
The season has sucked and we should just move on to the next one.
That we are now going to be a plot point for the great finish of Eli Manning.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna be the victims of that too this year.
The good news is it won't be overplayed on Monday Night Football.
They're gonna beat that into the ground.
Oh,
Booger's gonna be all over that. Oh. All right, let's go to Butch and Maniac. He was watching, listening to the drama last hour with Lenny Dykstra. Butch, what did you think of Lenny?
Wow, I thought that was great radio. Lenny Dykstra calls you out of the blue.
Yeah.
In an alcohol and drug-induced state, probably.
We don't know that, Butch. We do not know that. He may just be demented.
He definitely is, but check this, Angelo. That's the first time in years I heard him get a full sentence together.
All right, but you loved him when he played here, didn't you?
Yeah, and you know what? You should be a drug and alcohol counselor. You talked him kind of down, Ange.
No, I didn't. I started screaming at him, you're a con man, you're a con man. I am not a good counselor.
But check this out, Ange. Then you said, what really, it got me. You said, it's sad, Lenny.
Yeah.
But then you built him up and you told him about how great you loved him as a player.
Yeah.
I think, you listen to that tape again. He had a cry for help there, Ange. He kind of said at the end of that thing to you, like, none of you guys listens to me. Like, none of you guys wants to hear me. And his voice, like, if he goes into a rehab in the next 2 days, you're the guy that put him there.
I would like to not be associated in any way with Lenny, good or bad, if that's okay with you, Butch. All right? Because the guy's a wackadoo.
Now he bashes you. This is how out of touch he is. He bashes you. You don't know nothing about baseball. You just signed a 3-year contract. You're 25 years in the air. Anybody that knows anything about sports, you host the greatest sports talk show in the world. And he don't even... know what's going on there in the sports world, him being a sports celebrity. I can see him not knowing what's going out in the world away from sports. But you think if you were a sports star like he was at one time, Ange, you'd still be at least as messed up as you were, you'd still be in contact with sports. You know what I mean?
You would like to think, though, Al, would you see me as a baseball expert?
No.
Football?
No.
Basketball?
No.
Hockey?
Oh, no.
Hell no.
Hollywood movies?
Yes.
Oh, good. Then I'm definitely in the right spot here.
Angelo.
Yes, go ahead.
He not only owes Ray Dittinger money, he owes me $90.
No way. He owes Butch from Maniac $90 for what?
Honest to God, and if he got enough guts to call back into me, I went to the electric factory 5 years ago. There was a roast down there, him and Mitch Williams.
Yeah.
I paid $45 for me and my wife to see this atrocity. The only good thing all night, in fact, I remember Joe Conklin did Hey Dude instead of Hey Jude that night.
Right.
Which was gave me the ideal for my songs when I started them. He couldn't talk that night. He couldn't stand Ange. It's Big Daddy Graham. He pulled the plug on Big Daddy Graham. He did one joke out of his routine. He was so mad at Dykstra, he could have killed him.
All right, so wait a minute. So you want your $90 back?
Everybody wants money.
You would like your rebate. He owes you $90, Bill.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to him about it.
All right, yeah.
Everybody,
very good,
hey, come on in. Just giving out money.
Butch, without further ado, I need to get you in the NovaCare box with Rhea on Monday night. Could you give me somebody who performed both in New York and in Philadelphia?
Yes, I could. Me and my son in a box with Rhea, man, that'd be a dream come true. How about Bobby Abreu?
Yeah.
Bobby Abreu is on our list.
Yankees and Mets?
Yankees and Mets and Phillies. And Rhea, we're one step closer to Butch in the box.
I won't be there on Monday night.
Yeah, what do you mean you won't be there? I know you'll be there. You look like you're in the peak of health right now. 888-729-9494. #9494. Your AT&T right stuff. We come back. You're not going to want to miss our hot seat because Ava Graham, if you miss some of the Lenny, Lenny's back on board. We come back. You'll hear it. You can hear the entire podcast of both of Lenny Dykstra's calls, Al, at our WIP.com website. WIP Sports Time is 9:37.